Visiting today with Bob Rotenberger at Stockman's. We were just talking. It's raining here. So how are things up in your neck of the woods?
Casey, I mean, I'm talking to customers. It's spotty, but they're getting rain. And most of them I've talked to has got at least an inch. And then you go in certain areas, they got 3 to 5 inches. But we're getting rain. People's attitudes are better. And, runs in the city were light. A lot of that was all due to everywhere we were had excessive rain where they couldn't get to them. And then yesterday we really had basically a normal run. We ended up with like 1600 and Casey, I'll tell you, this market is good. It's what's crazy is the grazing cattle. The cattle weighing six and down. I mean, people are fighting over them, and the feeder cattle market is still good. I mean, it just wasn't the highlight like it was this week. A little bit of concern on demand, moving the product at the level it's at, but we're still moving it. Pipeline's kind of plugged up a little bit with all the cattle being moved off of wheat. Even though we don't have near the amount of cattle, they still all got to come at the same time. And there's only so many trucks and you can only load so many a day at all these places. But in general, we've got a positive, good market and positive attitude.
Well, I saw this week that the coverage on livestock protection has increased, and I know you're a big advocate for that.
Yes. I get the deal. Well, what if it gets higher? That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is you've got the top side open. The purpose of it is, what if we have a wreck? What if China decides not to buy anything? I mean, or what if our brilliant government makes some implement that just, uses agriculture as a political bargaining tool? I mean, that's the things that it protects you against. And that's what we need. I mean, if you can pay back the bank, make your crop payment, your grazing bill, your interest, that is a huge victory. And that's why I push for that. At these levels, no need in being out here unprotected.
Absolutely. What do you think we're going to see in the next couple of weeks?
What's left out there? I mean, we've seen, and I'm going to tell you what, now these flies are terrible. The cattle are standing in the corner and you can just see the flies hovering over them. And of course the wheat's matured. What's out there is going to move. And once we get them moved, then we won't see any more movement until we get towards August. People are getting some rain and the grass, a lot of people, the grass is coming on. We still need that rain to get to fill some of these ponds up. I still talk to a lot of people. Pond water is a big concern, but we're way ahead of where we was 4 months ago, way ahead.
Is this going to be considered is the summer months the slow time of the year for you guys?
Yeah, basically. I mean, the calves being born now are typically, September, October, November sales. The calves born in the fall normally, won't start coming to the end of July, 1st of August. Now, we are seeing some of those cattle come to town because there are areas that still are behind on grass and they're still trying to hold on to their cow. And at this price, a 3-weight calf at $1,000 and a 4-weight calf at $1,200 and a 5-weight calf at $1,400, $1,500. I mean, they're not losing anything. They're way ahead of where we were a year ago for what the value per head of an animal. So it's still a win for them.
Where can folks contact you if they do have questions?
1-800-926-9696. David Gage, Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, or myself. Give us a call. We'd love to visit with you about, the market or what we see or what's available.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right, Casey.